personal injury. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Yes. Hour number two, the Sports Hangover, OTA. Week number three, Jordan the intern. We spoke with Mike Triplett from ESPN.com about some of the stories over the last 2 weeks. This is week three. We'll actually get to see it tomorrow rather than Thursday. Moved it up a bit. Mini camp, the news is out, Saints fans. You want to go check them out? It'll be next week. 11-115. 11-115. Weather permitting. We all know how this works. The same principle when it comes to training camp. If it's outside, you're welcome. Good to go. You don't need tickets, I think, for minicamp, right?
I hope it's inside.
Stop it. No. Next week, you suck it up. So Saints fans that have not gotten a chance to check out Lil Jordan Humphrey. Why you roll your eyes when I say that? Oh, you got shivers. Okay, that's different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly. It's your chance to check out some of the draft picks. Free agent acquisitions, just how big Jarrett Cook is. Michael Thomas being Michael Thomas. Jordan, if you want to boo Jordan in person, you can go do that. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
You drink the Kool-Aid with us?
You can. I will be offering glasses of Kool-Aid on number 22 if you go out there next week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I see what Joey did there. Huh? Jordan, you saw how quick that was? He did.
Oh, yeah.
800-998-1003. Looking for your thoughts on game two. Looking for your thoughts on the Saints. If you've been reading any of the works from people posting stuff, any of the videos, any of the packages, anything of that nature. If you want to just talk Saints, talk about anything like that, we can do that as well. Also want to bring up some stories that we've heard over the weekend. There's a lot of little bitty things, right, Jordan, that could wind up being big things.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, so there's a report out there that Ja Morant, a little procedure on the knee.
Yeah.
But 3 to 4 weeks, be ready to go.
Yeah, it'd be a solid sideline for 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, just a little procedure, just to clean up a little something. A little something in that knee, a little cleanup.
Nothing too major.
Nothing at all. Expectantly, you then all of a sudden started hearing rumors, stories, reports, sources.
Mark Berman.
Mm-hmm.
Grizzlies backing off on Ja Morant, opening possibilities.
David Grubb, I think, was one of the first.
Correct.
Crescent City Sports, you hear me all the time. He's like, well, you know, if Memphis would rather go for, like, R.J. Barrett.
Have at it.
Then with the third pick in the 2019 NBA, hold on, there's been a trade. The New York Knicks have traded their pick to your New Orleans Pelicans.
For other players.
Whoever. AD, have at it. Have fun. The Pelicans select Ja Morant. Yeah, exactly. That daydream is brought to you by Oxygen. You need it. Breathe it. Because it's a little cleanup. That's fine. But if there are, I'm prefacing this. As we get closer to draft night, which is Thursday, June 20th. Not this Thursday, not next Thursday, the Thursday after that. The Thursday after that.
Isn't it what, 17 days?
It's funny season, okay? No one knows where Kyrie's going. No one knows where Kevin Durant's going, Kawhi Leonard's going, Klay Thompson. You have so many. Anthony Davis, all these things. Now, again, that's free agency. It usually started at midnight July 1st, but they moved it up. So it's the last day of June. It's the last day of June. June 30th. Sunday, 6:30. I think it's 6:30. 6:30. Okay. So which helps everybody when it's Twitter watch, because it's in the evening, you know? I mean, you'd have to stay up to midnight to wait for that first tweet of who signed where and who's doing what. It's going to be in the evening, dinner time. Now, what makes it fun is, of course, all this is after the draft. It's the weekend after the draft. Draft is the 20th. So it's the Sunday after, right?
I just can't wrap my mind around it.
Oh, you can wrap some mind around it.
No, it's just everyone was saying, all right, who would you rather, Ja Morant or Zion Williamson? And then the potential to have both of those guys is mind-blowing.
Again, I think a lot of this is posturing, right? I mean, Memphis, what, probably wants to know. How much do you really have? Because you're starting to see these reports as well. Chasms exist. Canyons, golf. I think I saw somebody this weekend tweet, a golf exists between 1 and 2. And then a golf exists between picks 2, 3, and then 4. Right? So, again, we've gone from the last several weeks, the NBA draft, pretty loaded with some talent, to, it's really only Zion, and then, you know, to, well, look, Zion is Zion. Aside from Zion, two really, really good players. Everybody else bums. I mean, we get closer to that, and that's what's going to sort of happen, right? The Knicks last week, and you started seeing some reports towards the end of last week about, oh, you know, the Knicks exploring options. Remember, it was the Hawks, the Atlanta Hawks. They have 8 and 10. Trade could be, and then quickly some people started debunking it, saying
hour after, yeah, now they're not that interested in getting into the Hawks. Yeah.
You're gonna see a ton of that. Remember last week, the meeting, the breakfast meeting between Anthony Davis and the Pelicans.
You saw Colin Cowherd's take on that.
Yeah, whatever. We've given him enough blood.
Yeah, we really have.
Especially after, you know why? Especially because over the weekend he tweeted that his ratings have been up 32% from this time last year. So
probably the city of New Orleans,
no,
honestly.
But that's the point. That's the point. We've said it, right? His job is to say something outrageous or just dumb, get you to elicit and respond. He's done his job. It's different now where he's at than kind of reporting on the, you know, giving takes and giving info. He's in the entertainment business now. You know? Zion's going to be a bust. What? There go to ratings. That's what he does. No premise, no basis, no reasoning behind it.
Could you imagine if Zion is a bust?
I don't think he'll be a bust. Now,
there's a possibility. Is he LeBron? There's always a possibility.
There is, but again, there's tangibles there, and that's an athleticism. And that translates. Athleticism translates. He's not going to get slower in the NBA. He's not going to jump, you know, not as high.
Apparently to
in
all the
NBA.
The experts, he needs to work on that 3-point shot.
No, he doesn't. Doesn't need to work on anything like that. Go block a shot. Go dunk on somebody.
I don't know. I mean, Kawhi did kind of make Joel Embiid cry and then sent Giannis Antetokounmpo off to Disneyland to go ride in his cars because they both didn't really have jump shots. Yeah. To win the
How
series.
Old are they, by the way? Embiid, who was out of breath and out of shape?
Right.
How about Giannis, right? The same.
Yeah, 25.
Not enough people, but he's been in the league, right? First year, what did I tell you? They faced a veteran team. It's his first go at it. Oh, by the way, would have had, 5 years on Zion? He hadn't been drafted yet. He can work on some of the shots, and then it's the team's responsibility to then obviously get two people that can help him work on his 3. Don't you ever say he needs to work on it. Because I heard that in college so much. He needs to work on his 3-point shooting. Why? Do what you do best. Do what you do best. You know what? You know people that become 3-point specialists? You know why they're 3-point specialists?
Because that's all they do.
Because they can't get to the rim. They can't dunk. They can't get past people on drives. They perfect sitting in a spot waiting for the ball to come to them and knocking down a shot that's normally open.
I don't know. Steph Curry doesn't do that.
Okay. Again, you just reference somebody that's a Hall of Famer.
Kawhi Leonard doesn't do that.
Here we go.
Klay Thompson doesn't do that.
Here we go. Do any of them remotely have the physical characteristics or attributes of a Zion Williamson? Any of them? Any? Going once? Going twice? Any? Did they look like that in college?
Boogie Cousins. I mean,
Boogie. That's right, Boogie Cousins.
He can
Cousins.
Hit a couple threes. And
yeah. No. He takes the threes and occasionally makes one. Let's not call him a 3-point specialist. Uptown Ruler got about a minute and a half before we hit the first break and go to Chris Blair, voice of your Tigers. What you got, man?
Hey, man, look, I think, you know, I had the Milwaukee Bucks doing Warriors in, mm-hmm. but they got beat. So I'm picking the other team to beat them. I'm not saying they're going to sweep them because mm-hmm. it's 1-1 now. But it's gonna be an interesting series. But I'm looking for what you call them to take it.
Who's that? Golden State or Toronto?
Toronto.
Oh, so we got our first official Toronto pick.
And I'll say this: I'll be in the Rolling Stones concert mm-hmm. July the 14th. I just purchased my ticket.
Oh, there you go. What's your favorite Stones song?
I like them all. But the best one I like, Sympathy for the Devil. That describes this show.
I like that.
Brings me to my next point. Don't smoke crack.
I love Sympathy for the Devil. That's a good song. That's probably one of my favorite ones.
That describes this show.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Well, it's a good description. I like this. I like the show and I like that song. It's a good song. Good. Pleased to meet you. Don't you know my name? Thank you, Uptown Ruler. Yeah. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, see? Yeah, there he is. He got me to go. You have no idea. You didn't even know that song, did you, Jordan?
Yes, I know that song.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Come on, yeah, sing it, Jordan. Sing it.
I don't feel like it.
No?
I'll let you embarrass yourself.
Wow. It's a good song.
It is a good song.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Hey, my name is Hove.
Your name is what?
Hove.
Who's Hove?
I don't know. Or OVO. I meant O.
Oh, my. You know what? You're punished. 15 Hello? Minutes, no talking for you. Hello, Sports Hangover. Who's this?
Hey, this is Steve.
What you got, Steve?
Nothing, man. I just wanted to comment. I think I might have came in late. I hope I didn't miss any important question. I'm not too tangential, but I just wanted to comment on Golden State and
sure.
the Raptors and who I got.
Can you do it in 60 seconds?
Absolutely. Let's do it in 60 seconds.
Do it.
So, I got Golden State in 6. I want to stick with that. And regardless of KD coming back, Oracle Arena is a different type of beast. Mm-hmm. Van Fleet, for me, is just, he's throwing up some shots that, I don't know, it seems more luck and home field advantage than anything. And you're not going to get the same results from, what's the cat, Siakam?
Yep.
Yeah, you're not going to get those same results again. I mean, he had probably the game of his life and career. You know, we had Willie Green did that once for the Hornets, and, you know, everybody has that potential. So I got Golden State 6.
There he is. Thank you so much, Steven. Appreciate the phone call, man. 800-998-1003. Quick break. We come back. Voice of the Tigers, Mr. Chris Blair. Christopher Dabe, TimesPicUnola.com on Cody Hosey. Could be going in the first round. For the Tulane Green Wave in the MLB draft, and more importantly, why I'm calling him. He could be a Cubby. Could be a Cubby, Jordan. He wants to be a Cubby. Grew up loving the Cubs. Maybe he could be a Cubby. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Rod Superstore.
Spring is in the air at Rod Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
It's the 4th Annual Bud and Burgers Championship, co-hosted by the Rotary Clubs of Houma Sunrise and Houma Terrebonne. Let's see who can put the best taste of the bayou in a burger. Could that be you? Join ESPN 100.3 FM as we broadcast live from 4 till 6 at Southbound's Bouquet Pavilion. There's over 36 competitors for King of Burgers. So join us Saturday, June 15th at the Budweiser Bud and Burgers Championship, 4 till 10 p.m. Proceeds to benefit both Rotary Clubs.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Watson at the plate with a 1-0 count. The pitch. Slam! The right center field base hit. Duplantis in. Cabrera behind him. Tigers take the lead. From junior Zach Watson out of Ruston, Louisiana.
Tigers would tack on another run, win 6-4, advance into Super Regionals. That was Chris Blair with the call, voice of the LSU Tigers on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Chris, thanks for joining us. I don't know if you've taken a nap yet or you need a nap. It's been a long weekend.
Yeah, it has been a long weekend, but a fun weekend. I mean, it really was exciting. I mean, you look at those two games. Both Saturday and Sunday evening at the box, you had great crowds. If you dip your cap to Southern Miss, they played tough. They had a great group of fans down. It really made for just an incredible college baseball atmosphere. And, you know, it was interesting about midway through the game last night. I was really impressed how Southern Miss, having played in that very hot and humid afternoon, coming from behind and getting ahead of Arizona State to get a chance to play Sunday night. And for the most part, they did not look weary. I was impressed. It took the Tigers playing good baseball, consistent baseball, especially late in the game, to get by a very good Southern Miss team.
Chris, I'm a Southern Miss guy. I was an alum there. So, I mean, I look at it, and I was obviously interested in what this weekend was going to be. And it was one of those weekends where it was good baseball, and it was a battle on both sides, especially when they played LSU those twice. But when you look at it, Chris, the type of games that LSU had to win like that, that's what you want to see if this team could sort of do, right, now that you get into super regional action.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think if you really could write down how you would want your team to play and the type of games they would play in the regional and, you know, to build toughness and to build some momentum and some confidence. I mean, let's face it, in both games, Saturday and Sunday, it looked like Southern Miss had taken momentum away. The crowd was into it. All of a sudden, you know, how would the Tigers respond? And it was impressive the way they were able to do so in both games. You know, again, getting down quickly and then answering on Saturday night and doing the same thing last night, I think is exactly what you want to see and really how you have to win baseball games at this time of the year, because you're basically looking, everybody you play is going to be good. I mean, mm-hmm. Especially now moving forward to the Supers. Everybody who's there deserves to be there. And if you can keep your head on straight, if you can stay confident, if you can keep the doubts from getting inside your head when those moments come up, again, I think LSU is going to be in good shape.
Chris, you know, you look at this weekend, too, and it was almost a microcosm of the pitching ups and downs that LSU has had. You saw Hess give up the homer, but then come back and really buckle down. You saw the bullpen come in and get some tough outs. They also allowed Southern Miss to kind of get in it. But at the end of the day, just finding that one out, the eighth and ninth, Southern Miss had the tying runs ready to go in, but making the quality pitches. I guess that's really what we've seen this season.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, credit the bullpen again. I think that, you know, again, you've got some really good starts, which is also a good sign, and we can talk about that later. But the fact that your bullpen continues to be consistent And they are perfect. You know, I heard Coach Alan Dunn talking the postgame show last night. Hey, there's times where, you know, they've missed on pitches and they put their team in tough spots with free passes, putting men aboard. And we saw it both Saturday and on Sunday. And as you pointed out, Zach Hess comes in with the bases loaded. That's a tough spot to be in. And a couple of pitches later, they're going over the right field wall for a grand slam to tie the game. But then he buckled down and, you know, bounced back, got the out, got out of that inning, and then continued to do well in both the eighth and ninth innings to allow LSU to win. I think one of the biggest pitches of the game last night was Matthew Beck's strikeout after coming in relief also in a tough spot. I thought Beck did an excellent job of, hey, we need an out here. Get us an out. And he was able to record the strikeout and get the Tigers back in the dugout and quell some of that momentum that Southern Miss was starting to build up again. But I think you saw some really good performances on the mound this weekend when the Tigers needed it. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't always pretty. But they found ways to win, and that's the difference in the teams who are moving on and the teams that are going home.
Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers, kind of recapping this weekend as the LSU Tigers move on to play Florida State. We'll find out times and where you can catch them and all coming up later, because got some teams still battling to get in there. We'll get into Florida State in a quick sec. Chris, I guess just to finish recapping this weekend too, just timely hitting, man. And, you know, you look at that call that we just played that you had there. You know, the plan is doing what he does, right? I mean, starts the inning off with a single. Doesn't look spectacular, but the next one, he gets all the way to third on the next single. Now it's second and third, you know, no outs. And, you know, a little bit later, it's boom. It's 5-4. But that's really, when you think of him passing Eddie Furness and the importance of just being able to get on base in those hits, that's as good an example as I can think of.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, that's kind of how if you were sitting down to kind of come up with a sequence in baseball and how it would work. I mean, that's basically what you just laid out, and that's every coach's dream. And when they see that, they feel like their job has been done because the guys are responding in spots that they're supposed to respond in. And Duplantis is just Duplantis. I mean, he's been that way since he arrived on campus. It's been fun to watch. He kind of is one of those guys that leads by example. He's not necessarily the loudest. In fact, he may be the quietest guy on the team, truth be known. But, you know, it was interesting. Doug Thompson mentioned it on Friday night after he tied for all-time hits. He mentioned the fact that, you know, so many similarities between Dr. Eddie Furness when he was a player at LSU and Antoine Duplantis, where they're both, you know, kind of quiet. They go about their business. They're great student athletes, and they represent the school in the best way. So kudos to Antoine Duplantis. And, again, glad to see him in the record books. And he's still chasing a couple of records. In fact, picked up the most at-bats ever by an LSU Tiger last night when he stood in and got that base hit for number 353, and he's still chasing, an NCAA record as well that he may have a chance to get to before this season is over with. But, you know, again, I think the biggest difference right now, Gus, in this team is the more balance that LSU has 1 through 9 that really didn't see a lot of most of the season. And that's hard to say. And really and truly, most of the season they did not have balance. They had the guys in the front 4 to 5 in the lineup that provided the bulk of the hits, the runs scored, and the runs batted in. And now you've seen a little change. Even though Brant Broussard moved up from 7 or 8 in the lineup to number 2 in the lineup the last 2 games, I mean, he came on strong in Hoover, batting at the bottom of the order, and then Sal Garza. I mean, if you'd have told me a month and a half ago that Brant Broussard and Sal Garza would be the 2 hottest hitters for LSU at this time of the year, I'd been hard-pressed to believe it.
Right. Chris, what's remarkable as we move forward now, looking to next weekend, and we've talked about this all season long. It almost seems, I think a lot of times, people just overlook it. But there's 16 spots in Super Regionals. The SEC has 6. 5 come from the SEC West. That's ridiculous. LSU, Auburn, Arkansas, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Vandy. It's insane, though, that 5 are from the SEC West.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, people, I think, sometimes start to roll their eyes outside of the SEC when you talk about how good the SEC is in baseball, because they're basically like, oh, yeah, we hear that in football season, too, yeah. But, I mean, the numbers just back it up. I mean, the SEC West in football is by far the toughest division and the toughest conference in the country, and, you know, the numbers just back it up from what you just say. I mean, you look at the SEC West in college baseball, and you know, the teams that really got hot, some teams that have been hot most of the year and have played very good all year long, and then you had a couple of teams like LSU and Ole Miss go in there that, you know, got hot at the right time, and here they are headed to the Super.
Plus, it gives LSU fans an opportunity to say Bama's not in it. I mean, everybody else in the West is, but not Bama. That's you can't always have to enjoy that. All right, let's wrap up, man, with obviously Florida State. Early thoughts on the Noles here. I got to be impressed just by looking at, I guess, the finals, right? I mean, FAU, not a bad team there. You win 13-7, but 12-3 over Georgia, 10-1 over Georgia as well. The Goodwill Tour, the Farewell Tour, of course, for their coach as well. Early thoughts on the Noles.
Well, a couple of things. One, you know, the win yesterday was surprising, A, because of the way they handled Georgia. But, you know, I don't know if you and I talked about it last week, but, you know, in Hoover, the least impressive team from the guys that you expected and everyone was talking about, to me, was the Georgia Bulldogs. I just, offensively, they didn't show me a whole lot. And, again, they've got a great pitching rotation. But yesterday, they've got a guy that's hurtling it up there at 100-plus. But he got shelled up pretty good. His defense didn't back him up. I mean, Georgia and Vandy were the top two defensive teams in SEC play this year, mm-hmm. above 98% fielding. But, you know, they booted a couple of balls around yesterday, and credit for the state. They took advantage of it, built a lead. And I just don't think Georgia offensively is built to overcome scores like that. So it was impressive to see what the Noles did in the last two games over there, putting up a lot of runs. But you can break down all of this. And I think baseball is such a momentum sport. I think it's such a spirit sport, Gus, that the only thing that matters to me going into this matchup is what you said about the Noles, and that is Mike Martin, 40 years as a head coach.
Wow.
No one thought he would ever retire. He announces this would be his final year, and he's never won a College World Series. Been there a bunch of times. LSU and FSU had a great battle up in Omaha in 2017 in two ball games. They got one, LSU got the other. But they're playing for Mike Martin, and when you've got a team playing for that type of reason and galvanized as a group, I mean, that's a tough team. So you can look at the ERA, you can look at the run score, you can look at batting averages, all that stuff. I just know LSU's got to be ready to go. I'm glad they're playing at the box because FSU is playing for their coach, and that's hard to put a measurement on.
Well, I think it's going to be another one of those weekends that maybe we'll be talking about one way or another, some solid baseball. And that, it goes back to our original, start of the dialogue, Chris. Have close games like that, literally, where eighth and ninth inning, the Southern Miss could have tied it yesterday, a grand slam to kind of change momentum. I think that helps you get prepared for, I think, what this weekend can probably bring you out.
I agree with you. I think being in that kind of environment, again, being at home with the crowd, was in your favor. All you needed was a couple of things to get you over the top. But as you said, at any moment, any missed pitch could have turned that game on a dime. And being able to handle that type of pressure situation, right, from the guys on the mound to the guys in the field to the guys at the plate, we're going to bode well for this team, not only this coming weekend, but if they're able to advance, certainly when they get to Omaha.
Voice of the Tigers, Mr. Chris Blair at LSU Tigers Voice on Twitter. And, of course, the LSU Sports Radio Network. Always appreciate the time you give us, man. Thank you, Chris.
No problem, Gus. Thank you. Go Tigers.
Mm-hmm. Jordan the intern. First thing, Joey, when I walked in this morning, it was just Mr. LSU. Just go Tigers. Just LSU.
Go Tigers.
Yep, exactly.
There
he is. Look, huh, Joey? Just could. I mean, not 5 minutes. I hadn't even sat down and unzipped my bag. Took out the laptop. Go Tigers.
Yeah.
Were you at the game yesterday?
No.
You at the game Saturday?
No.
No.
Well, Friday?
No.
No.
I watched them.
Go Tigers, though.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
You were there? Nope. You saw
yep.
it?
Yep. I was there, though. Oh, he was on my phone, too, last night.
I was there.
Yeah, you were there. Oh, man. Look, I'll say this, dude. It is remarkable when you think about it. And again, it's investment. It's putting in, of course, resources and – I mean, this the SEC West. I mean, it's incredible. That's why I just chuckle. Even Jordan agreed with me on this as we go to break. It is funny because I'm watching, of course, Twitter timelines, and I'm texting back and forth the game. Last night was back and forth. Southern Miss takes the lead. It's Fireman Airy. You know, the decision to have a player bunt, and I mean, who bunts? You're an idiot. You know, Southern Miss's pitching staff's garbage. It's incredible, right? So Southern Miss takes the lead. It's fire everybody. See, LSU's they take the lead. Go Tigers! It's incredible. And the reason I bring it up is just because I've said this for the last several years, and people still, I guess, remember Burtman. in the Burtman days. College baseball, which, by the way, that was, what, 20, 25 years ago?
Yeah.
That's changed drastically.
Ball.
Yeah. Yeah, it's college baseball's just changed drastically. It's not just, hey, we'll see you in Omaha. And just it's very difficult to get there. It's hard to get to regionals. It's hard to get there. And again, when five teams in your division of your conference are in super regional play, I didn't say regionals. Ole Miss, Arkansas, they're in. Auburn facing UNC, they're in. Mississippi State awaiting the winner of Stanford and Fresno, they're in. Vandy's in, and they're the favorite to win it all. I mean, it's hard. It's just not, hey, shame on the Tigers for not winning the regular season title. Fireman Airy didn't win the SEC tournament. You have six teams out of 16 in super regional play. It's just in. It's a tough conference. Chris Dabe is going to join us next. TimespeakUNOLA.com. How the Graf could maybe have a nice day today, and how I could also have a nice day today combined. I'll explain it when we come back next on ESPN New Orleans.
Hot dogs! Get your hot dogs here!
Mike, why is there a guy selling hot dogs in here?
Well, getting tickets to the game I want to see is a hassle. But I miss that stadium atmosphere, so I brought the stadium atmosphere to work.
Oh, Michael. Vivid Seats make buying tickets quick and easy. Find the seat you want in just a few clicks.
Nice. I just got tickets to tonight's game.
Ice cream! Get your ice cream here!
You guys can all go home now. We're good here.
It's Ryobi Days at the Home Depot. Buy a Ryobi One Plus 2-pack battery starter kit for just $99 and get one of over 20 select Ryobi One Plus tools up to an $84 value free. The One Plus system also fits over 125 other Ryobi tools. So now, going cordless is almost endless. Buy the battery kit, get a free tool. Ryobi Days now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through June 19th. Limit one per customer while supplies last. See store for details.
Start your day off with a fresh brewed cup of Mellojoy, the original Cajun coffee company since 1936. Mellojoy Coffee brings memories to Louisiana's rich culture. Available in dark and medium roast, decaf, and a full line of flavored and specialty coffees. Mellojoy is available in selected grocery stores in our area. To begin receiving Mellojoy Coffee at your office, call 1-866-MELLOJOY. Ça peut jouer.
Listen up, fellas. DXL is built for big and tall guys, okay? Which means they've got clothes built for style, built for comfort, and best of all, built for you. Get this. DXL spent years developing their own sizing patterns to deliver a great fit every time and every size. And with over 100 brands, DXL will have you looking great. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall. Built for you at DXL.com.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Time to welcome in Mr. Christopher Dabe. Chris Dabe at CM Dabe is the way to follow him over on Twitter. TimespeakUNOLA.com has been doing an excellent job kind of chronicling a possibly very, very big day for a Tulane Green Wave baseball player and how I and the Graf could be happy on the same day. Chris, how are you today, man? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
I didn't realize you were Chicago-born, dude. So you were a Cubby?
Yeah. I grew up pulling for the Cubs and lived on the north side for a little bit with the train, the red line, the Wrigley Field quite often. And,
nice.
Probably 100 games there at Wrigley Field, sitting on the bleachers and everywhere else.
Okay, well, people might have heard of this guy. Third baseman for the Green Wave, Cody Hosey. American Conference Player of the Year, Golden Spikes finalist. I mean, it just incredible season that he had. How do you put in, I guess, yeah, it's your job, how to put it into words, the year that he had at Tulane here?
Yeah, he kind of blew up from the year before. The year before, he had about 280 at 5 home runs. He had no home runs as a freshman. But last summer in the New England Collegiate Baseball League, it seems like he kind of found a little bit of a power stroke without really trying to hit for power. And the way he talked about it was he just put on more weight, more muscle, got stronger. So looking for hits and trying to make solid contact, well, they started going over the wall. And then this season, he had 23 home runs for Tulane. Had a pretty good stretch there in the early part, in the middle part of the season, where he hit a lot of those home runs and ended the season 183 total bases, which ranked the most in the country. And all of a sudden, he's seen as one of the top college hitters in the country, and he's looking to go in the first round of the MLB draft tonight.
Which kind of brings us to this point. At 27 are your Chicago Cubs. Theo Epstein might have been over there in a conference tournament. The odds that he could go to the Cubs, he wrote a great piece about him being a Cub fan and you know, going to games and the possibility of maybe him being put into that system.
Yeah, him and his family would quite regularly go to Cubs games. They had a family friend who would give them tickets, the season tickets, so they'd give up some tickets here and there, always in the same section, 218, which looks right down the third base line. There's the shade over on the first base side. And that was his view for a lot of Cubs games that he'd go to as a kid. And a lot of the projections seem to have him going somewhere in the 20s in that first round. Of course, the Cubs are sitting there at number 27, and they've had some success in past years with drafting, you know, college hitters like either Kyle Schwarber or Chris Bryant, and those are pretty lofty comparisons to put on anybody, but the Cubs have shown a tendency to like getting those college hitters. Another thing that the Cubs might have working, things might be working that way for a guy like Cody Hodges, is the Cubs have a pretty small draft pool this year, and the way that all works is in the first 10 rounds of the draft, there's a limit on how much teams can spend. And right. So a guy like Cody Hosey, he's got 1 year of college eligibility left, so he doesn't have a ton of leverage in terms of being able to maybe negotiate something above a certain slot value. So, you know, a team like the Cubs could be looking for a college hitter, somebody who has just that one season left.
Speaking to Christopher Dave, TomSpicciola.com at CM Dave is the way to follow him on Twitter. For Tulane, what would it mean for him to go in the first round?
I think it would be a pretty big deal. They haven't had a player go in the first round since Scooter Hunt, the pitcher, in 2008. They haven't had a position player since Michael Aubrey go in the first round in 2003. So this isn't something that comes along all that often for Tulane, certainly not in recent years. It's kind of interesting how he ended up at Tulane. He originally came here with David Pierce being the coach, and of course he left and went to Texas, but he stuck with his commitment and came here and did what he did. And Tulane has some other good hitters coming up. Hudson Haskins was a freshman this past season. I think he's someone who could develop into one of those kind of high-round players. He got drafted last year out of high school and chose to stay in college, so it could be fun to see how he develops over the next couple of years as well.
You know, Chris, in your experience, obviously, with the paper and seeing just LSU and Tulane, just college baseball for years here, it's incredible to me, and I've always said this, especially, you know, with the Cakes and Zephyrs back in the day, how people sometimes looked at Triple A and, oh, it's no big deal. I'm like, dude, you're a phone call away. I mean, I being a Cubby guy, I was there the last at-bat for Chris Bryant. I've told this story 100 times. He goes yard, left field. The next morning, he's on a Southwest flight playing at Wrigley at 1 o'clock. Yet we've also seen games and some of the best hitters and some of the best players LSU has had. It's not make it to the majors or barely make it to AAA or get up there. It's not easy. What makes you think that Cody Hosey maybe can eventually put on a major league uniform?
Well, one thing Travis Stewart talked a lot about is the temperament that Cody Hosey has. It's very, very level, very even keel, and even post game interviews. You know, he had a game this year where he hit 3 home runs. You go and talk to him, and there's no excitement. And just like after a bad game, you can't tell that he's feeling down about it. It's very much very level, very even, and that's something Travis Stewart talked about throughout the entire season, was just how level-headed he is and the approach that he maintains through every at-bat. Travis Stewart's been around baseball long enough to see how some of that pressure that a guy like Cody Hosey faced this season, with more scouts and more interest in him, more talk about him being a first-round pick, and it never really seemed to faze him. And certainly, as he moves up the professional ranks, he's going to face tougher pitching, and everything's going to get more more difficult. That's, I suppose, is the unpredictable part, how he's going to face all that. But certainly mentally, he seems like somebody who potentially could be able to handle some of the, a lot of the ups and downs that will certainly come over the next however many years in professional baseball.
Rounds one and two tonight, starting at 7 o'clock, MLB TV. If you want to go check that out in MLB Network. And it's, you know, over the next 3 days, it's 150,000 rounds. But, you know, you get my point is we'll take a look at it, look at it. I love the part of your story or your tweet this morning where Cody's going to check it out this evening.
Yeah, he'll be in the back room at a sports bar. The name of the place actually escapes me right now. But in his hometown in Griffith, Indiana, which is just on the Indiana side of the state line right near Chicago, and there'll be some friends and family there, a place that has 28 TVs. And it's baseball draft certainly is a bit different for the high-round guys, high-first-round guys than it is, say, for the NFL, where they fly them all to a central location and put them all on TV. It's a bit of a different vibe for them. So if the Cubs end up getting them, I'm sure there'll be a lot of happy people in that room there.
Yeah, Indiana. Chris, it'll be one of the rare days that Todd and I tweet in happiness and joy together. It's the Bridges Scoreboard Restaurant, and it sounds like a place that the Graf would absolutely be watching the MLB draft for sure.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see where he lands, and there is some thought that he could go a little higher than 27 or even in the teens, but some of that depends on that slot value placement and how much money he's willing to sign for and other guys. Pretty interesting with the MLB draft. It's not totally based on talent and where someone goes. There's a lot of factors like signability and everything, especially when you factor in some of the talented high school players that are in there as well.
Well, follow Chris at CM Dabe is the way to follow him on Twitter. No doubt he'll be following it and tweeting where Cody goes. Big day possibly for him, obviously, Tulane, and maybe our Cubbies. Chris, let's see. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. If you and Graf can both be happy, I guess that's really something.
it's very rare, that is for sure, especially when it comes to the Cubbies. He's a Dodger fan, so the only thing happier that would make him happy is if he goes to the Dodgers. You know, that would be it. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate the time this afternoon, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Christopher Dabe at CM Dabe. TimeSpeakingInNola.com. What?
We have an update.
Uh-huh.
Ja Morant,
okay.
5 hours ago.
Yep.
Successful surgery.
Uh-huh.
12 is good.
12 is good. There it is. What does 12 mean?
I don't know.
12 time was a charm.
Is that his number?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. There it is. There it is. All righty. Good.
Thought it took 12 surgeries to cut him.
Again, if Memphis, oh no. if Memphis doesn't trust the knee, I mean, that's, hey, again, then, yeah. Select somebody else. Let me tell you something. No, I'm not. I'm not going to daydream anymore. I'm not going to let myself daydream. Ja Morant. Outlet pass off of a rebound. There goes Zion. Streaking straight to the rim. Oh, hallelujah.
We'd have
from
two,
half court.
We'd have two players in the dunk contest.
Oh, can you stop? I'm not. I can't handle it. I could not handle Ja Morant and Zion Williamson. I'd get nothing done. 81, 82 nights out of the year, I'd get nothing done. I would just watch hoops. I'd get nothing done. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Locally owned UPS store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. UPS store in Houma offers packing, shipping boxes, large format printing, banners, shredding, faxing, and more. The UPS store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available at Pep Boys.
Who would have thought? Who would have guessed? An energy company helping cars emit less. Making cars lighter is a good place to start. Advanced oils for those hardworking parts. Fuels that go further so drivers pump less. At ExxonMobil, it's what we do best. Efficiency is our driving ambition. It's full speed ahead to produce fewer emissions. Explore more about unexpected energy sources at energyfactor.com. Energy lives here.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Sports Hangover, thanks for giving us a call. Terry, what you got for us, buddy?
Real quick, Gus.
Yeah, man.
What do you think about a trade like this here?
Here we go.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. I like this trade.
Okay.
It's three-way trade. We get Brandon Ingram, and we get Kyle Kuzma, and the Lakers fourth-round pick, and we get Phoenix sixth-round pick, because Phoenix is going to take Lonzo Ball to go to Phoenix, because they say they need a point guard. We damn sure don't want Lonzo over here. And we can take Anthony Davis and that slug, Solomon Hill, and ship him out to the Lakers. What do you think about that? We get two. We're gonna have the fourth and the sixth pick, plus our first round pick, Zion Williamson. Mm-hmm. And the Lakers gonna get Anthony Davis. They get Solomon Hill also, and let's move Lonzo Ball to Phoenix. And if you see somebody on Phoenix team, I like that boy Miles Bridges a little bit. Maybe we can get him. But that would be a trade that I'll be willing to do.
The only problem I have with Brandon Ingram is I think he has the same same kind of issue that Chris Bosh had that ended his career early. So
let me
I'm kind of skeptical.
Terry, let me ask you this: so, are you okay with Anthony Davis in the West? I'm not even saying the Lakers, just in the West.
Well, look, AD has proven to be AD is who he is right now, right? And look, I would love it for AD to stay, but as far as being alpha, AD's not that, and he's proven himself to be not that. So for him going to the Lakers, LeBron James is going to be 37 years old, whatever he's going to be. Mm-hmm. And for him to carry that franchise, he's probably going to carry that franchise the same way he carried the Pelicans franchise, by himself.
Okay.
You know, and unfortunately, he's just going to carry it by himself. And they're going to be relevant, because then the Lakers are going to be more relevant than the Pelicans was because they're the Lakers, but I don't see him winning the championship over there.
Fair enough. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate it. Okay, so look, this is the beauty of the next couple of weeks. There's a lot of different directions. There's a lot of different ways. Fletcher, I think, was averaging a tweet a minute over the weekend from all the different ways. Celtic still kind of on his mind as to where they can go. And of course, you've seen some reports, Jordan, right? Celtics may not be into Anthony Davis. This is what's happening the next 3 weeks. Every team's kind of positioning themselves.
And Ricky Rubio's also.
Ricky Rubio, he's available. So, again, it's about to be fun the next 3 weeks. Was it fun Saturday? Champions League final. Liverpool and Tottenham playing. And let's see. Let's talk to head coach Kenny Farrell of your New Orleans Jesters. He was there at the start of the match with me and my couple friends watching it. Coach, how are you this afternoon?
Not too bad, just kind of hot, but doing okay.
No doubt. Look,
pretty warm out there today.
Is it fair to say that the 2-0 win is, I wouldn't even say tainted, but questionable in terms of the very beginning of the match? Inside of 2 minutes, a penalty, inside of a penalty kick called.
Yeah.
On a very questionable handball.
I think you'll get a lot of differing opinions on that. If you're a Liverpool fan, definitely you would say it's most definitely a penalty. A Tottenham fan would say it wasn't. Referees will break it down and say, well, you can justify it because his arm went out. But in the first 30 seconds of a European Champions League game,
right,
when it didn't really seem to be a clear goal-scoring opportunity, and it looked to me accidental. There's no reason for the top of Sissoko's arm to hit that ball. The ball was traveling away from goal, looked harmless. If I was a referee, I'd be looking not to call that. I think it's somewhat discretionary that if he didn't call it, he might have got away with it. If he did call it, he could justify it. But when you get down to the game itself, yeah, it changed the game. You're 1-0 down. It's a game that's going to be very tactical throughout. You don't expect to be 1-0 down in the first minute. It gives Liverpool the opportunity to just sit back and maybe even ruin the game a little bit because they're up. They slowed the game down from there on in. About 15 minutes into the game, they start time wasting, which is fine. The referee can move them along on that. And they just played it out, and I think it could have been a better game without that call. I think it changed everything. For me, I was disappointed they gave it, and I wish it had been different.
Yeah.
And I thought that the referee's decision was a significant factor on where the European Cup ended up.
And that's what I was going to ask you, Coach. We have about a minute and a half left here. I mean, it felt like to me, it felt like you just saw 8 to 9 red jerseys in a double line and just play defense. It was, it was difficult for Tom to get anything off. When you up that early, it's all of a sudden you can kind of, it does change the game, I guess is what I'm asking.
Yeah, so a 1-0 lead at any point is like you're gonna adjust your tactics a little bit depending on how you feel about the game and the strength of the opposition. And Liverpool were prepared to sit in and have less possession, which is, you know, pretty significant, I think, in that respect. And it definitely changed the game. So, look, at the end of the day, based on performance over the year, Liverpool deserve, I suppose, to be the champions. But on the game itself, I would imagine that, for me, it was disappointing that it was given. But as I say, everybody's going to have a differing opinion on that. Just for me, I'd prefer to see that not called that early in the game, because it has such a significant impact on the game.
Coach, on Friday, we'll have you in, or maybe on Thursday, either way, if you want to preview the Women's World Cup. Obviously, the Americans, the favorite there as well. And then right around the corner, the Gold Cup. So the men, I saw Altidore training this morning on the Twitter feed.
Yeah.
So we're right around. When is the Gold Cup for the men?
I think it runs the same time as the World Cup.
Okay.
But the World Cup is the big one. I know the Gold Cup is a test for the new American national team. But the World Cup for the women is huge. They're favorites, and they really can't afford to fail. They really need to bring this one home. So it's going to be an exciting time.
All right, Coach. We'll do your homework. We'll come in here. We'll kind of preview some of the tougher matches. The ladies for the U.S. don't play until next week, but the matches do begin. Host country, I think, is the first game. That's Friday. So we'll touch base later this week. All right, man.
All right.
There he is, Coach Kenny Farrell. Watching a soccer game with him is so much fun. Such passion. Just knows it. I learn. What are you doing? Are you watching Ja Morant videos?
Yeah.
Stop it. Do not allow yourself to. No. Don't go down this road. Don't do it. Don't do it. Stop. Look at him. No, I don't want to. Nice. Stop it. I'm not looking. Sports Hangover Hour 3 is coming up next. That was. Look at him.